Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lawrence Eat, the CEO of Wokbox Fresh Asian Kitchen. And Wokbox is a quick casual service restaurant specializing in amazing wok-cooked Asian food. I'll talk to Lawrence about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lawrence Eat, the CEO of Wokbox Fresh Asian Kitchen. And Wokbox is a quick, casual service restaurant specializing in amazing wok-cooked Asian food. Hey, Lawrence, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lawrence. Just try to not make me too hungry today because it's a little before lunch here at the East Coast. So I said to my wife earlier, I said I'm going to be dying on today's show. So maybe you could ask, tell our guests where you're calling from today.
I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada.
Oh, beautiful. How's the weather there today?
Well, I it's cold for here, which means it's about 32 degrees, which I think a lot of listeners would probably say that's not too bad right now.
Exactly, yeah. Especially here in eastern Pennsylvania, we just got hit with about a foot of snow, and I think they said there's more on the way tonight. So, yeah, that actually sounds quite warm. So that's
pretty
fantastic. Yeah. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the history of Lockbox, Lawrence.
Sure. Yeah, Walkbox, we started in Canada in Edmonton, Alberta, which is a kind of Midwestern equivalent city. And five, our founders, there's three guys who were young entrepreneurs, owned some bars and other restaurants. And they saw a kind of neat idea in Australia and, you know, thought it would go well in Canada. And they kind of mimicked some stuff they were doing, brought in some of their own flavors and ideas, and opened a one-off shop in Edmonton, Alberta, downtown, and it blew the doors off. It was something that no one had ever had before. So that was the spark of the brand. As I said, that happened in about 2005, and it's been growing since then. So we had my partners now, my current partner, Scott Bender, joined in 2006, and he started growing the business. He came from a big background of franchise systems as a franchisee, actually, with some large Canadian national franchises. Brought lots of system experience to the table, and I joined shortly after that, and we've kind of been growing since then. So it's been a fun ride.
That's fantastic. You were mentioning too, Lawrence, with your partner, of course, being a franchisee in the past. I think that always helps, doesn't it? Because you can sort of kind of like empathize with the franchisees a little better.
100%. I mean, he came from that franchisee side, as you said, and you know, the relationships he had and the experiences he had really started what would be our corporate culture of, you know, transparency with our franchisees, not taking, like, rebates, for example. It's the hugest kind of, you know, big butt your heads against each other kind of area of this relationship. So we don't do those kind of things. You know, we're transparent. If we receive any, we tell them where they're going. We put them back into the funds and that, you know, the advertising funds or the conference funds or those type of things. Our goal is trying to get franchisees to make the most money, and our goal is to make royalties off of their sales. That's it.
That's important. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Lawrence Eade, the CEO of Lockbox Fresh Asian Kitchen. And maybe we could talk a little bit about the Lockbox franchise system, Lawrence. You know, I was at a franchise show recently with my wife, and it seems like when everyone comes up to your booth, they always ask the standard question is, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question?
Well, I guess, what do we do? It was funny. I was asked this question, like, who are my customers? My customers are franchisees. You know, like, when as a franchisor, all the millions of people that eat in our restaurants, those are my secondary customers in a sense.
Right.
So my customers are certainly franchisees and prospective franchisees, and you know, when we have them come to us at the trade shows, like you said, and say, what do we do? My goal is to try to find great partners and sort of try to find good franchisees and good partnerships that are going to help make my brand stronger and are going to help make good businesses for those people.
It's so true. You know, we've been doing the show 7 years now, and that's the first time I've heard that response, and I think it's a fantastic response. I mean, that is true, is that franchisees are your partners. You know, a lot of times we've compared the franchisee-franchisor relationship to, like, a teacher-student, or even sometimes going as far as calling it a marriage, you know, but I think that is so important. And that's one of the things that I got from Lockbox as I was studying your franchise is the importance of that relationship between you and the franchisee. So I really thought that was fantastic. How has technology played a role in your business today, Lawrence?
Well, technology is huge. I mean, even from when we first started in 2005 to now, I mean, just with the ability to gather information on who's buying our product, to real-time information. I mean, our point of sale can tell us within, you know, seconds of when a transaction happened in any restaurant. So the ability to measure how your marketing is going in certain areas, to, you know, how a feature product is selling, to being able to make changes quickly. For a franchisee, I mean, it's paramount. I mean, the systems we have are, you know, restaurant systems are restaurant systems. You know, you need your labor cost, your food cost, all those things. But technologies allow these people to make, you know, real-time decisions on labor.
Right.
I have our POS supplier is Micros, who, you know, is one of the large guys, and I have an app on my phone now. I can get real-time information in any one of my stores on labor costs, discount costs, all those things. And so can my franchisee. So if my franchisee is seeing that, you know, I've scheduled for a busy day today, but it's not looking that way, you know, they can cut their staff. They can save a couple dollars here and there. And that's really, really important. I mean, it's all about making the bottom line grow, and technology just helps that.
Yeah, the technology is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, it just seems like every year something new comes out, you know, that just makes it, you know, a little easier to work your business. So, you know, I think that's so fantastic. Here's a trick question for you, but what's your favorite? I mean, when you go into, you know, the restaurants, what do you like to eat?
Oh, you know, noodle boxes are our bread and butter. They are what,
really?
You know, 70% of our sales mix is. And, you know, I go in there, I can't say I have a favorite. I mean, I always switch it up. Singapore cashew is always one of our best. Firecracker is one of our kind of different ones, but it's got kimchi and a lot of, you know, chogochujang, which is a type of spice from Korea. It's got a lot of heat and a lot of great flavors to it. I don't get bored going into our restaurants. There's nothing you
that's
can really
fantastic.
Have that gives you a bad dish.
That's great. How big is this industry, Lawrence? I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty big industry. Are there any, like, hard numbers?
Well, I was just, I was looking at Technomic in, you know, 2013, when you're looking at just the industry we're in, which is food service. I mean, limited quick service food service is a $230 billion market.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. I mean, $500 million for the entire kind of food service market, or $500 trillion, I should say, for the whole food service industry in North America. I mean, it's gigantic.
Yeah, it really is amazing the size of the industry. When did Wokbox know that you guys were, like, ready for franchising?
I think, you know, about a year after my partner Scott was involved, and we really started building those systems in place. I mean, our founding partners were really, you know, kind of, you know, pie in the sky kind of guys, where they, you know, they just want to, you know, great ideas, great visionaries, and, you know, entrepreneurial. Didn't quite have a lot of the restaurant systems in place, so we knew we had to get that in place. It took about a year, really kind of hone some stuff, and we started franchising kind of late 2006, early 2007. And, you know, it really just became, you know, the interest was just huge. You know, you kind of have that idea where you can do these corporately, or you can try to grow quickly, and we decided to go on the franchising side.
Yeah, it's always interesting when someone comes into the restaurants and says, I wish I owned one of these. That's always a sign, too, isn't it? That
it is. We had one store, our fifth store opened in a small community called Spruce Grove, which is just outside Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And it's about 1,200 square feet, and it did $1.2 million the first year of revenues.
That's
and it's
incredible.
Just like a huge, huge number, and that really spurred a huge amount of growth.
That's amazing.
Not, you know, I can't say that the economy at the time didn't help as well. I mean, the Alberta economy was on fire.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was going to say that it's probably one of the most interesting things that happened to you. But, you know, it's one of the questions we like to ask our guests on the show is there anything that stands out, you know, since, you know, you've been working with Wokbox that you consider most interesting?
Most interesting. I think for me, I mean, my background, I'm a CPA. I worked at KPMG before joining the company and partnering in. I think for me, the most interesting thing is just seeing everyone's approach to business. I mean, because we are dealing with individual business owners every single day and learning more about how I approach my own business, too. I think for me, any industry or any kind of business I would own, this was the first one I've done that for. So it's been interesting for me to see if it met those goals, and it's absolutely exceeded what I would thought owning a business is like. Stress levels as well as rewards.
sure, absolutely. That's something. You were talking about your franchisees, Lawrence. I mean, what type of characteristics do you look for your franchisees?
First and foremost, I think we do our franchising recruitment a little bit different in the sense that usually it's myself or one of my partners, usually Blair Stevens, my other partner. We typically run the sales interview process and that kind of stuff. Because, like I said, it's a partnership, so we want to be able to really vet that person through and see see who they are. And as well, it gives them comfort that, you know, you're really partnering with me. You know, I have a great support team underneath me, but and they'll walk you through a lot of your goals and support down the road. But the first steps, I think it's critical that, you know, they're meeting us. The really big things that stick out for me, it's in a restaurant, and anyone who owns a restaurant or anyone, you know, everyone eats at them, you can have great product, you can have a great location, but if you don't have an awesome experience in there, and that's usually guided by the management and the operator of the store, you know, you won't do as well. So for us, the characteristics we're looking for are someone who's a problem solver. They're energetic. They don't see something and say, "Oh, that's just too difficult to do." You know, they're going to do it. They're, you know, can-do attitude, to kind of take a phrase that everyone knows, is really what we look for in people. I mean, money and that aside, and that obviously has to be there for someone to be able to do it. But, you know, if you're just going to pin it on a kind of one thing, it certainly has to be that can-do attitude and ability to jump in and problem solve. Because these businesses, nothing goes right in any business. I mean, you have a map and a plan, and, you know, hey, I'm going to try to do it, but there's always going to be wrenches thrown in there, and you got to be able to deal with them.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Once you decide that there's a match, you know, you like them, they like you, what is the training like from that point? How does that work? Do they come to headquarters and...
Yeah, the training, for sure. We have a corporate location out here that's close to our head office. At our head office, we actually have a test kitchen as well. So we bring them and can show them a lot of product detail and stuff outside of a store setting in our test kitchen, so they can understand the product without, you know, being told that, hey, you got to get that out there right now. Product knowledge done at the corporate test kitchen, we take them over to the corporate store. They're there for at least 2 to 3 weeks with our training team, going through the whole thing. Our goal by the end of their time here, after 3 weeks, is they can run that. They can basically manage that restaurant. Then they leave. Once their store is ready to go and is kind of built and ready to start receiving product before the opening, we head down there and are there for usually, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks with them opening. This last one we had in in Irving, Texas, that we just opened. Mm-hmm. We were down there for 3 weeks with the franchisees. So it's pretty comprehensive. We're not ones to just kind of say, here you go, and, you know, you got it. You got everything you did. We checked all the boxes and said you're trained. You know, it's not in that teacher-student relationship kind of thing. That's not how we are. You know, we want to make sure everyone's passing, lots of hands-on experience.
right. Oh, absolutely. And it must be a wonderful feeling for you, you know, and your business partners, I imagine, to watch that happen, you know, to go to a place like Texas, you know, and see a new franchisee open up, you know, their restaurant. I mean, what does that feel like for you?
It's incredible. I mean, it's kind of surreal for sure when you go to far-off places and you see your brand that, you know, 8 years ago was just on one store to now being all over the place. Yeah, and seeing the excitement in their eyes and the fear and the, you know, the kind of anxious anxiety that people have, I mean, that never gets old. The only thing that we can do now is kind of be that calming head and say, like, I've seen this happen 60, 70 times. Don't worry, you're not any different. It's stressful, I get that, but you'll get through it. No, it's certainly very exciting.
That is great. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Lawrence Eade, the CEO of Lockbox Fresh Aging Kitchen. And what's a typical day like for franchisees, Lawrence?
Typical day for an owner-operator, they're in there. They're usually in there kind of mid-morning time. You know, some operators like to get there. They like to be the one opening the door, setting their prep list and par list. So usually they're in there at 9, 10 o'clock. They're getting the restaurant ready for service. You know, other staff are coming in, they're coaching them, going through any orders they need to make or any kind of repairs, maintenance things that are kind of outstanding or that, you know, they need to just kind of check to keep the restaurant in good shape. Then, you know, service time is, you know, 11:30 to 1:30. They're busy, they're serving customers, they might have catering orders. A lot of our restaurants do hot lunch programs, so, you know, they'll have a hot lunch that goes out to a local school at 11 or 11:30 and goes out in the small boxes to the kids. Afternoons, they're doing paperwork or they're, you know, doing interviews with employees, trying to keep their costs in line and get some new people. Dinner time comes along, they're ready for that, and then they're usually home after dinner time sometime. That's on a busy day. That'll be like a Thursday, Friday, you know, restaurant industry, people coming in here, and it's one thing I have to talk to prospective people about all the time, especially if they're coming from more of a professional type career path where it's 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. You know, you're probably not going to get your weekends off anymore. Your days off are Sunday, Mondays, or Monday, Tuesdays. That's the restaurant industry.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really rewarding though for them. I think they get to touch and feel a lot of things. It's if you like dealing with customers and you like dealing with people, this industry is fantastic. You get to see people every single day and make them happy.
Yeah, that's well said. In studying your background, I mean, you sounded to me like an entrepreneur. So I thought you'd be great to ask this question too. Is what advice would you give our listeners? We call them aspiring franchise entrepreneurs, Lawrence. You know, we know that they have it in their mind, they want to buy a franchise, and we find that many of them don't even know where to begin. So what advice would you give them?
I think, well, you know, speaking from my experience, something just hit me. You know, I saw Walkbox. It was just, I don't know, a perfect storm of long audit hours and just looking for something different to do. So if you've made up your mind you want to own a business, which I had, at some point you're going to see one that just says, okay, this is for me. And I say this to a lot of franchisees, I say this to a lot of other people when they're looking at their own businesses, is at some point you've got all the information in front of you and it's never going to be perfect information. If you're looking for the perfect business plan and the perfect this and the, you know, you're never going to get it. At some point, you just have to jump 2 feet in and you just start figuring it out. If you've got that gene in you that you're an entrepreneur or a Frenchpreneur, then you will just figure things out. That's why we look for the can-do attitude in our franchisees, because it isn't going to be perfect. So when they get thrown that wrench, they know how to deal with it. Or if they don't, they're willing to figure it out. They don't just sit back and go, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
So jumping in with 2 feet, that's kind of just what it is. At some point, you just say, I'm going to do it, and you do.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast, and we're going to put that in there because I think it is great advice. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are looking for that perfect business plan, you know, and you know, I've yet to find it, you know, in studying franchising for the last 11 years myself, you know, so I think that's great advice that you just gave our listeners. So what's in the future for Walkbox? Where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Oh, I think, you know, for us, we've certainly just came into the United States for our growth there, and we have 5 open locations. We'll have 20 by the end of the year. In 3 to 5 years, I would hope we have, you know, 300-400 locations in the U.S. in most major markets. Internationally, we've opened in Qatar this last fall. We have another store opening there in the new year here soon. You know, for us, I want to keep it day at a time. I mean, we have our kind of 5-year plan for sure, but, you know, just meeting new franchise partners, making sure every store that we open is supported and has the best chances for success, that's what's going to make us kind of get to that 5-year plan. So for us, it's just, you know, getting new ideas, listening to what our franchisees like about the brand and what we can kind of tweak, listening to customers for the same things, and just doing our best to support those and make timely changes to keep the business moving forward.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Lawrence? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Oh, you know, just our main website, walkbox.net, is, you know, there's a wealth of information on there. You know, my contact information's on there. They can call our head office. You know, if you just search Google Walkbox, we pop up on, I'm sure, a lot of different franchise portals. But, yeah, I think you just get out there. Our franchise kit's right on our website, so there's a lot of information there. And you just fill in an application form that's, you know, non-binding, of course, and that gets you in touch with me. We can start talking about what we're doing.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad I finally got to have you guys on the show, Lawrence. And I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm going to keep my eye on you guys and keep watching you.
Certainly appreciate the opportunity. It's been great speaking with you.
My pleasure, Lawrence. Have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths, and you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
I left me and started my own business. I always had a corporation behind me,
right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs, so I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
That's fantastic.
And
did you know the category?
Really well.
Did you know the category was going to be retail, Ellen? I mean, did you know? I mean, there's like 80. I think there's like 80 different industries. A Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own was missing relationship building because, again, coming from very large corporations, I was worried about not having friends.
Sure.
I must say,
that's interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and across the United States. I just have lots of relationships and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really
That's
didn't
great.
Think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. So yeah, and they are my
great.
Friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's
mm-hmm.
up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, it, to me, it's going to be incredibly
sad
because
yeah.
they're all my friends. And
wonderful.
I value all their friendship, and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And they always go along with that, and they accept
yeah.
when you don't agree with them. I don't know, they don't always like it, but, you know,
right.
and they always accept the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own. And whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.